Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim and Vav, Zvachim 46b, pagination is 92. We'll start from the new Mishnah, which is just about midway on the page, just below midway on the page, Masnisin, in the beginning of a line. L'shem Shisha Devarim HaZevach Nizbach, the Mishnah begins, there are six focus areas regarding a karbon. And we actually had this Mishnah brought in the very beginning of the Masechta. L'shem Zevach, person has to have in mind the type of carbon that it is. L'shem Zoveyach, the person that he's bringing the carbon for. And in these cases, it's not even important that he has in mind for the correct one. The main thing is he shouldn't have in mind for the wrong one. But if he would have a deviant intent, then it would take it off track and it would be puzzle. Now, the question which we're going to discuss is, what about the Bailim? What about the Bailim's intent at the time that the carbon is being brought? So Rashi, for example, towards the end of the small lines, writes, Afagav de Bailim Amri Lishmo, even if the Bailim are having intent for the right reason, if the person who's doing the Shechita is having in mind for the wrong reason, lav midihu, the owner can't save that carbon. The only way the owner saves the carbon is if he intends it for the right reason and the person who's shechting has neutral kavana. But if the person doing the carbon has negative or deviant kavana, then the owner's intent doesn't help us. Says the Mishnah in the final words, She'ena machsheva holechas ala achar ha'oved, it follows the person who's doing the avoda. Which brings us to a Gemara on the next Amud, starting from the fifth line, She'ena machsheva holechas ala achar ha'oved, we follow the person who's doing the avoda, and we would like to know, is that really a hard and fast rule that we only follow the person who's doing the avoda? What happens if the person who's doing the avoda has the right intent and everything's on track, except that the owner at the time of the shechita has in mind a deviant kavana? Says the Gemara Masisin de Loki Haitana, it seems to be disagreeing with the following Tana. The Tanya, as we learned, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi Shamati Shahabailim Mefaglin. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi says that this concept of pigul, that intent can impact a carbon, would be extended, would apply even to the owner of the carbon. Skipping a line, Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, that ruling from Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi by Pigul that the owner, who's not even doing the Avoda, could affect it, but because he's the owner, he has a say. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Kulu Sevira Luhu, there are another two opinions also that hold, Zemechashev is a Oved Havya Machshava, one person is thinking and the other person is doing the Avoda, but the thinker's thoughts can impact the avoda if he's a player. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi ad Amran, we already explained to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, that's the concept of pigul, that the owner who's not doing anything can impact the carbon. In addition to that, Rabbi Eliezer de Tanan, Rabbi Eliezer also holds such a concern. Hashochet la'oved kochavim, if a person is shechting the carbon of an idol worshipper, for whatever reason, the idol worshipper is bringing the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash and we're going to shecht it for him. Maybe, like some people do, they want to play all the bases. They want to cover everything, all the different possibilities. And you know, maybe the Jewish God is also something to reckon with, such a concept, but he's an idol worshipper. Shechita so ksheira, the first opinion is the shechita is good because you, the person doing the shechita, have no deviant intents. Rabbi Eliezer poso, but Rabbi Eliezer says the owner's intent could impact the carbon. So that's the second that says that even though he's not the one doing it, but he's a player, and his intent makes a difference. And finally, Rab Shimon ben Elazar de Tanan, Chalal Omer Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Rab Shimon ben Elazar set a rule regarding the laws of Shabbos. The amount that's being carried from one domain to another has to be a significant amount. It has to have some use. Kol she'en kasha la'atznia, if something is not worth saving. Ve'im atzniyim kamau, people don't do that. Huchsher lozeh, but if a particular person does have a use, ve'itznio, and he hid it, and then someone takes it after it's been designated as something worthwhile saving, and someone goes and does hotza'ah, transfers it from one domain to the other, walks it from, for example, private domain to public domain on Shabbos, you could have a person who's doing the act who does not have that particular intent that it's worthwhile, but it's already been made significant by the owner who put it away and considered it significant. And here again we have a concept where one person is thinking and it's impacting the deed of another person. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.